If you are from Nigeria, you would have come across this question before. What will it take for Nigerian leaders to change? I tell you, there is no day that on the radio, on TV, on YouTube, people don't have conversations about these topics. And the sad thing is that these conversations, apart from the fact that on a daily basis people talk about it, it has been like that almost since we had our democracy. And I tell you, life is all about struggles, but people improve, countries improve. But what we are seeing today in our country is that we are improving, actually. Yes, we are improving in terms of buying newer gadgets. We are improving in terms of flying abroad more often. We are improving in terms of using our wealth to build the most sophisticated mansions. Yeah, we are improving in buying private jets. Before, people don't buy private jets in Nigeria. Now they do, like private owners, businessmen, buying the latest cars and showing off more often. Now, if you go to some places, they spend dollars. You can't even find them spending naira. And these are development, actually. But this is just not the development we need at all. And this has amounted and compounded a lot of troubles for us right now in this country. There's no day you turn on the news that you don't hear one saddening, sickening thing that these politicians are doing. Sometimes I even used to ask myself, man, these guys, how did they feel when they think about other Nigerians? When they flaunt the money, our hard-earned money that they got through tax, that they stole from us, how did they feel? Obviously, when you are a rich man, most of the time you are in an other universe. Most of the time you just don't remember all the people in the slum. You don't even think about them. They have bigger problems. So today I and my friend, my very good friend, who has been a very concerned citizen, and he has learned a lot from the Nigerian politics, is here to talk about what it takes for Nigerian leaders, politicians, to change from this ecosystem awareness to ecosystem reality. So I've had Mr. Lawan Adesola on this show before, and this is the second time I'm having him. So he's a very good friend of mine. We have great conversations, and he's here to talk a lot about these pressing matters. And before we get on this, I want you to support this podcast on Patreon. That is patreon.com/GodwinOSA. The OSA is OSAR. That is the OSA, Godwin OSA. Support this podcast on Patreon, and you can also support this podcast on Anchor. We have a support button on our homepage. Thank you very much, and I welcome you to this episode of Drive Podcast. I don't know. I want you to talk first of all about what ecosystem means and ecosystem means, because some people might not know what it means.
Okay.
So I just want you to give it like a definition or something.
Okay. When we talk about ecosystem and ecosystem in this context of politics.
Okay.
It has its original meaning, but in this discourse, we are using it to represent some let's say behavior, political behavior.
Okay.
So when we talk about ego system, that means a parochial person, a politician that is self-centered, that doesn't think about the citizens. So okay. All their actions is towards amassing wealth, clinging to power, okay. And so on and so forth. They don't want anything that will come in between them and their office will be their enemy.
Yeah.
So these kind of politicians are egoistic. So they only mind themselves. But I want us to be also careful when we talk about ego. You know, we have positive side of it and we have negative side of it.
Yes.
But the one I'm referring to is the negative side of it.
Okay.
The one that is too, one is too much. You know, the, to have this kind of mindset to achieve in life, you still need a bit of ego.
Yes.
So you don't have to take but too much of it is harmful to human existence. So the one we are talking of here is the one that is the negative side of it, the one that is too much, being too self-centered, too power-seeking because of your immediate needs, because you want to enrich your pockets, because you want to you want your family. You are seeking public offices not because of not serving people you are meant to represent.
Yes, it's true.
But ecosystem is another ball game. The ecosystem in this is talking about the ecology, talking about the entire talking about the populace.
Okay.
Talking about a politician that advances his care beyond his family members. So all the policies, the actions of that politician will be somewhat positive to the society at large. So that kind of politician will be seeking for general goods instead of personal benefits.
Yes.
So those kind of politicians, we call them patriotic citizens, or we call them a nationalist. Those that have the mind of the state at heart. That's the dichotomy in between the two.
Okay.
One is macro. One thinks about itself, his family, and one thinks about the entire state together.
Okay.
So that's the difference between the two.
You made the definition from the American Heritage Dictionary on the group chat. You said, quote, a fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's response to and interpretation of situations. And from your previous explanation just now on ecosystem and ecosystem, we've come to understand that these are traits that people put in, and this has to do with how they play their roles in the political office, mostly in our country, Nigeria. So what I'm going to ask you first now is that, what can you say about the reasons why most Nigerian political leaders are egocentric, that is, like they are self-centered in nature, instead of being ecologically mindful?
Well, a lot of factors, determinants, that leads to this kind of attitude. Nigerian politicians or Nigerian political leaders are just a chameleon. Using that context, I meant that being a chameleon, you know, what is the characteristic of a chameleon? Chameleon changes.
Yes.
Adapt to its environment. Let me just, going by that analogy, I would say politicians are chameleon. If you want them to be egocentric, they will be so. And if you want them to be ecocentric, they will be so. So society at large, this is how it works. there's a model of society, how things work in the society, according to social analysts. They made us to understand that society is a function of every party, every group. It's not only politicians that constitute the society. We have the ruling class and we have the masses. We have elites. We have so many groups in the society that constitute the society.
Yeah.
And in a regular society, what's supposed to check our politicians? And they're supposed to be measures that society put in place that makes them to filter kind of individuals that come up to their to the superstructure of the society. We are all at the base substructure of the society. We have the superstructure of the society, but those that manage to get to the superstructure of the society contest, struggle among themselves in the substructure, and later emerge as representative of their jurisdictions. But one thing that affects us here in Nigeria is that we still go back to our norms, our values, our morals, our ethics, the way we reason. This is the most important aspect of man. The way you perceive politicians' reason is just the replica of what happened in the total society. In what sense? All our citizens behave just exactly like our politicians. You can conduct a research on that.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's only few, it's just like our politicians' own are obvious because they are in position of power. They are in cadre where they are easily noticed. It's just the way it is. There are some things that have become our norms, our culture here in Nigeria. If you are talking about corruption, talking about some social vices, it has become normalized, if you agree with me.
Yeah.
So society is one of the dominant factor that shapes the kind of people that represent society in public spaces. In United States of America, for example, they have some measures that they put in place to check SSCs, to filter kind of people that represent them in office. The first principle they adopted is, before you can come out as a citizen that you want to contest for public office, you have to have one major contribution to the growth of that nation, which implies everyone will want to do positive thing to that society, not negative. In such environment, where such structure is put in place, everybody will be conscious, mindful of each does. because he knows it will later count on him or her.
Yeah.
But in a society where everything goes, a thief comes, they package the thief, and before you know it, the person emerges as winner. Before you know it, there are some things that are supposed not to be. People that are supposed not to represent us in office. There is a philosopher that says, when good people refuse to participate in politics,
yeah,
then they should be content with the policy fools. Because at the end of the day, they too will become fool.
Yes.
Because the fool that will emerge is will formulate foolish what policy, and that by doing so make everybody foolish in that society. So
it just,
are you hearing me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I said this is another example. I will also use the example of civil military relations. They make military to be responsible, because before you can be promoted a military man, you have to have one or two or three projects that you've done to the community where your barrack is. So it makes all of them to contribute to the growth of the society. They can't just promote you. They promote based on the project you've done, your contribution to the society, to humanity at large. So it makes all majority of them to do what? It put them on toes, and also it affects the society as well. Gone are those days, they will come out, be beating people anyhow, but now they've been able to come to a realization that the ant that protects does not kill. That means you are going back to square one. People that they put in your care that you should protect, and you are killing them. Does that make sense?
No, not at all.
So they put some disciplinary action that make all of them to comply with that rules. So let's come to what we are discussing about the way our politicians behave. A lot of them will pack money that they can't finish spending, their generation to come can't finish spending it. Even their generation to come after the immediate one can't finish spending it. That's craziness. Why people that are existing are suffering. You are thinking of generation yet to be born. So something makes them to be behaving that way. There's a course of action, and is all buttressed to the way our society is formed.
Okay.
Our society has been a helping choose to all these selfish parochial politicians. So if society frown at it and we put things in place to regulate all these their excesses, they will think. For instance, if maybe a governor of a state wants to go for second term,
yeah,
what do you observe about them? You discover that they want to put in their best because of what? They have something in stake for it. They have the ambition of going for second term. So they will want to please citizens at their first tenure.
Okay.
So you get to know that it's not that they can't do what is right. It's just because the society is encouraging their actions. So that's just that about that.
Okay. Thank you very much. You've said quite technical things about the reason why we see our leaders being so self-centered and how they lack the basic discipline to be in that office. So this is a problem that we are all seeing today. So this is going to lead me to the second question. What will it take Nigerian political leaders to change their mindset from this ecosystem awareness to ecosystem reality? This notion of I just want to amass weight and forgetting people that even voted them in. So what will it take for these political leaders to change their mindset from ecosystem awareness to ecosystem reality?
Okay, may I tell you that, well, the society is already perverse, and what we're experiencing today is a gradual actions that constitute what we are facing in our nation today. So to solve this problem also,
yes,
a gradual process. This problem can be fixed.
Okay.
And when people say, can Nigeria be better? Can this, a lot of questions. I do tell people that there's nothing impossible. It just take a man to start up and every other people join. That's how revolution starts. And that's how a lot of society in the world history have gained their liberty. So in this question, what can we do to change our politicians, our political leaders, to change their mindset? I'll first of all talk about the Constitution. The Constitution needs to they need to amend Constitution, and in the Constitution they should put more stringent sanction on misuse of all these offices, misuse of funds, and all these negative attitude of our politicians should be checked in the Constitution of the country. Society also have a role to play. Our society needs to change their orientation from a bad orientation to a good orientation. If our society can be liberated, they can reason correctly, then we won't have problem of leadership. Those who vote them in are still the citizens.
Yeah.
Who praise and ill tips, they are still citizens. So they are the one that allows all these bad politicians to have a say in the nation politics today.
Yeah, but don't you think that
if society frown at them,
don't you think that it's because don't you think that it's because of the poor economical situation in the country that a lot of citizens are easily bribed or easily influenced with money? when it comes to choosing the right leaders or not, you know, voting for all these corrupt leaders. I don't know, what do you think about that?
Well, choosing a leader is about the quality of what is in your mind.
Okay.
Your personality is reflected in your choices. No matter what, when you are picking, then let us go to politics itself. Let's talk about our daily engagement. The kind of messages, the kind of things you assess on net is a reflection of your personality. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
The same thing happens in the area of choosing a leader. There are qualities. There are things you look into before you pick. So a bad person will also look for somebody like himself or herself. So what is happening in Nigeria is not even it's not only poverty, because I can't dispute the fact that poverty was part of what is battling our nation. But poverty is the least out of it. Poverty of mind is even more than the poverty of the other kind of poverty. They didn't have money, they didn't have wealth without, all those things are secondary. Poverty of the mind. And this is a place where the politicians manipulate the citizens to do what is against their destiny, against the growth of the nation. They toy with the reason why they were able to manipulate people. Sometimes they don't give them much money. They don't spend as much as that. They just have to. So in some places you see that in their campaigns, when they notice that area is a Christian area, they will tell them something against their faith. Against another area, notice they are Muslim, they will tell them something corny, and so on and so forth. When they get to another place, when they see that all those two strategies are not working in that place, they use another thing. So it's not real money. There are a lot of things involved, and what I can summarize it to be is poverty of mind. We don't really have that. We're not fully depicted into an in this part of the world. Not everybody are rational. Not everybody can think for something positive. Not everybody can choose something that will benefit themselves, talk less of the society. So the level of illiteracy is there. In fact, we have a bunch of problems. They are enormous. I can't exhaust it. And they are interconnected, and they are what politicians are taking advantage of.
Wow.
But if you have a good leader, he needs to restructure a whole lot of things.
Yeah,
start putting things in place.
Yes. You know,
putting things in place to stabilize the system.
You know, you talked about revolution when you were first talking, when I first asked you the question on what it would take Nigerian political leaders to change their mindset. So you first of all said in your narration revolution, and we see how like the person of Suwere, the Sahara Reporters founder, the man was seriously, you know, abused, harassed, imprisoned, and a lot of drama went on when he was trying to push forward that we need revolution. So I don't know, because Nigerian problem actually is enormous and you can't just analyze it in one stroke. So what is that one thing that, I don't know if there is that one word, even if the word is so big, or maybe it has a lot of subcategories of things that would do, but what is that one thing that Nigerians need to do that would change these bad politicians that we have that keep this ego system awareness, this big man mentality, and you know, people adopting more of, you know, reasonable ecosystem reality? So what is that? Is there a one word that Nigerians need to just know that this is what we are going to do if we are ever going to change that? I don't know if there's something like that.
There is, and it's very simple. That's repentance.
Wow.
Repentance from negativity to positivism. See, if Nigerians can change their way of reasoning, Nigeria is better. If Nigeria can change their mindset, their orientation, because majority has wrong orientation. If I'm going to give statistics on that, I would say 99% of our citizens, or let me say 95%, have wrong orientation. If the orientation is upright, is right, then before you know it, all this poverty we are talking about, all these other problems, instability, Boko Haram, all this insurgency and so on and so forth, terrorism, all of that will be the thing of the past. But if we refuse to change our orientation, repent from the way we reason, then we'll remain where we are. So it's as simple as that. It is just our mindset. If you can, to butter my point, if you relocate every citizens in Nigeria, for example, you move them to United States of America, and you move America, the citizens of America, you relocate them back to this location. One surprising thing you find that is that Nigeria is instantly will become America. Those structures, those enchanting buildings and so on and so forth, you are seeing that we erupt over here. And when we get over there, within thinking of an high, everything will turn to Nigeria back. So it's not even the empirical materials, it's our mindset. Our mindset, our tool set from our reality.
Wow. This is very true.
So if you don't repent from that mentality, Nigerian mentality, see, these same Nigerians, when they travel abroad, they behave differently. Why? We are known to be to be somebody that doesn't obey rules, rule violators. But when we get outside our country, we abide. We obey.
Yeah.
But what is stopping us from obeying here in our nation? Because majority have the mindset that we must remain adamant, we must remain poor, we must remain negative, so there needs repentance. Is that all right?
Yes.
It's just repentance.
I also see that most Nigerians just don't want to follow rules. I don't know if it's inherited. If you look at it now, when you're saying something like, you're saying that most of our leaders, when they go abroad, you know, they behave differently, they follow their rules, they dare not even break their rules if they want to stay there. But when they come back to their country, they are something else. They behave very differently. So I'm seeing this unwillingness to abide, to lay down rules. We just don't want to follow the laid down rules. We just want to do what is in our mind. They say the mob mentality. I think it's part of what's making Nigeria the way it is right now.
Yeah. And everything emanated from our mindset.
The fourth question on this episode and on this topic so far, I'm going to ask you is that, what is the prospect of Nigerian political leaders changing their mindset from this ecosystem awareness to ecosystem reality? What is the prospect of these political leaders at all changing their mindset?
If our politicians can change their mindset from ecosystem awareness to ecosystem reality, then they are America. Because what does need to change? What needs to shift in the paradigm is just the mindset. If every conscious of the ecosystem, not ecosystem, if all of them can at least a reasonable number of them can be patriotic, be nationalistic in their in attitudes, in their policies, they think about the people they govern, then Nigeria become a better place. So there are a lot of prospects. They are enormous. I can't exhaust it. If they change their mindset, we'll begin to see what civilized society experiences, such as security, and good roads, there will be peace of mind, they will name it. The poverty will be eradicated. There are a lot of things, positive things that make society a better place. Because they will formulate policy that will carry everybody along.
Yeah.
No policy that will starve the citizens, make them look like broom. No food on their table and they are less concerned. They still keep on collecting taxes from them. That's why they have no food on their table. That's why they have no means of livelihood. So they keep on flogging the citizens with their policies. But when there is shifts, when there is change in the way they reason, when there is change in their mindset, they become saints. They become a better politicians. And that's all we need. They need to change their orientation. Orientation is just everything about humanity. The way we are constructed. Psychoanalysis proving that the way we exist as human beings is a composition of our mental being, our physical being, and also the mental also correlate with the spiritual arena of our lives. So it's a combination of everything that keep humanity existing. So when their mindset is okay, is positive, is nationalistic in nature, then their attitudes, their actions, the way they politic will change.
Yeah.
There will be shifts. So if they didn't change their mindsets, we'll keep on seeing the same results. That's just the bitter truth.
Yeah. What do you think? Because there's something that I used to think, because when you look at other developing countries, for instance, the United States of America, you know, Nigerians like emulating America all the time, and then Germany. So, but you, when you look at these guys, I don't, like, what is happening right now? They are not really better off when it comes to their morals, their way of living, and you know, the way they supposed to live as responsible citizens, actually. You know,
okay,
there are still a lot of corruptions, brutality, abuse of power, and all. But one thing I used to see that got them to where they were today, like the structure of their government, the very, very strong structure of their government, I think it's time that gave them this structure, because most of these guys, they are far more older than Nigeria in terms of their government. So do you think it's time that Nigerian also needs probably to develop a stronger structure that politicians or corrupt people can't just penetrate easily? A very firm structure. Do you think it's time, or we are already past that time already? I don't know if my question got to you.
I get you.
Okay.
But the problem here is this. Society is being managed by constitution and also norms. Do you know that? There are a lot of principles that are not written down.
Yes, that's true.
Which are much important. See, if you get to the mistake policymakers do make over here is that they go there, import policies that are working over there and come and impose it on us, in which they are causing more harm than good. Because the way they behave over there is different from the way we behave.
Yes.
You have to study our behavior before you can import, you do a kind of comparison. Look at similarities and differences. Look at things that will fix in, and things that you are going to regulate, maybe adjust a bit to suit our condition, our own situation. But they are just there as figureheads, go there, import policies. It doesn't work in that way. Mm. And that's why they don't even know what to, the kind of policy to formulate to stabilize the system. Wow. This thing is very simple. When you bring in, the country is our laboratory. If you bring in policies, you study the way it affects your citizens. Look at how to improve it. See the constitution we are carrying all about now. From what you said, the truth is that we cannot restructure our constitution with this kind of people we have on board.
Wow.
They don't have what it takes. If they want to restructure Nigeria today, I bet it with you that it would become worse than what we are experiencing before.
Hmm.
Because these criminals are wiser now. What exactly did you want to restructure? And that's why the agitation of restructuring, I don't really support it. Because they are still the same corrupt people that will formulate what we even be more appealing to them.
Yes, yes.
So, what we are talking, this thing is from the mind. Our norm, our culture, the normal thing that's supposed to happen is this. Constitution is supposed to be formed from our culture, our way of life, our attitude, our character, the way we do things, now documented, forming a constitution. But in the situation we have, a different thing entirely, imported constitution, imported institutions to manage our affairs in which we are not used to, also have repercussion, and the repercussion we face today. So our problem is so large. If I begin to talk from today to tomorrow, I can't exhaust it.
Yeah,
so sure. Looking at that aspect also is a constraint itself. So we need to change our orientation. That's, to me, if you change the constitution without changing the orientation, okay, look at constitution now. Constitution is not an end itself. It will be interpreted by adjudicators. If they are corrupt, what will happen? They are going to permutate it, mutilate the constitution to suit their clients, to suit their selfish ambition. So constitution is just there. The machineries of states are also important. Constitution itself can't do it. And that's why things are not working here in Nigeria. Constitution has its own parts, and it has its own lacuna. So it's the interpreters, the law adjudicators, the lawyers, the juries that will now sit, okay, this thing happened. It happened this way. Even where the constitution is clear, when it's clear, they try hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I said where the law is clear, they try to boycott it. They try to do all manner of things just to punish, let the offender go free without any punishment, and punish the person that doesn't know anything about the case. So all this, the judiciary system also is affected. The executive arm is affected. The legislative arm also is affected. So you will know that this thing cut across is beyond, is the constitution, is this, is this, is the people, is the politicians, is the. I used to tell people, I said, don't blame politicians. The reflection of what you are seeing up there, true reflection of who we are as a citizen.
Yeah, it's very true.
So the only thing, so we are all to be blamed. And to fix it, we all hands must be on the desk. We all need to sit down. We need to change our orientation, our lifestyle, our attitude towards nation building, and so on and so forth. And Nigeria will become a better place.
It's true. So
everybody doesn't care about the growth of the nation. Everybody doesn't care about. And everybody's just doing his own thing. The reason I'm specific about Nigeria is because that's the scope of discourse. That, but black people, we have that similar problem. And that's why you see that in level of growth and development, we are in the same. And almost the same level, if not the same.
It's true. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Among blacks, actually, around the world. We are easily influenced by entertainment and celebrities. It's common because blacks are common. You know, when you talk about black outside our own, we are always identified with luxury life, you know, the entertainment world. So, and these people glorify foreign things a lot. The social media right now contributes a big chunk of influence on Nigerian and how they perceive the country. It's very rare to see most of all these medias celebrating Nigeria. On a normal circumstance, it's very rare to see them spending like a whole day talking good things about Nigeria. Bloggers, the medias, they always post negative things and glorify foreign things. And I think this has, you know, influenced us a lot because people are not patriotic again. Yes, people are not patriotic again. People see Nigeria as unappreciated and they don't appreciate it anymore. It's affecting everybody, to be sincere. And I think if people, mostly those top bloggers, those top media houses, if they can stop downgrading Nigerian to us, show more of positive and more better future about Nigeria, mostly the celebrities, the bloggers, I think our perception will begin to change. Because to me, Nigeria is not far from change actually, because we are more civilized than ever. So any little spark can ignite a very huge change, but it has to be a joint effort of all these people we all look up to, the entertainers, the bloggers, the celebrities, politicians and all. They should stop downgrading the country all the time, glorifying wickedness, corruption, stealing and all that. I don't know if that will help the country.
Definitely, it will help. It's part of the orientation I'm saying, that we need to change our orientation, our bad orientation. Bad orientation makes you to do all what you said, trying to spoil the image of your nation internationally. And the repercussion is not only bouncing on the nation, it's bouncing on you as a citizen.
It's true, very, very true, man.
So having a wrong disease, you may not know the direct implication of it. You may think you are doing it for fun, but you are, let me say, shooting yourself at the leg. So these are part of what we need to rethink. We need to change. We need to have a new normal. Have a rethink of our educational system, of our political life, of the level of tolerance of a majority of us is very low, in which is also part of ingredients that will stabilize the society.
Yeah, true.
One tribe looking superior to other ones and one feeling inferior are things that are affecting us negatively. That's the truth.
Yeah, true.
And sometimes governments ignorantly they formulate policy that we ignite and to escalate all these crises. So our politicians also lack that the knowledge of statecrafting. There are a lot of things involved in statecrafting. You have to have enough knowledge about it, and you have to have good character to pursue it. But all those things, all these things that matters, don't really matter here in Nigeria. And what does not matter are things that are ravaging on the whole places. So it's saddening. It's also saddening.
You've said pretty much about the current situation Nigeria is passing through and how this has eaten deep into our society. But we're all hoping that, because God is the ultimate person that can ignite change. So if you listen to this podcast right now and you are a Nigerian, you should know that you have a role to play. And that role to play is changing your mindset. Change your mindset, change your orientation, your perception, your judgment. One at a time, the change that we are looking for will come. But as long as Nigerians keep nurturing and growing this negative mindset towards the country that these politicians keep painting to us, we would never change. Because the truth is that politics is a game, and these politicians, most of them know what they are doing. In short, most of them deliberately do some things that we would think that is real about the country, but these are tactics they do to favor themselves. So it's up to you and me to understand that we have a big role to play, because if everybody's mindsets change, the change that we are looking for in this country is just a step away. But if we keep on dwelling on what they feed us through greed and the yearning for, you know, unnecessary things that we actually don't need, we will continue becoming much more distant from change. So thank you everyone, and I really appreciate those of you who listen to this podcast. This conversation started on our group chats, and we always have great people there. So the link will be associated with this podcast, and I invite you to join the podcast and meet everyone there. Thank you, Mr. Lawan Adesola. I appreciate you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you
very much. I appreciate it too.
Yes. So I don't know if you have maybe last words to say or something.
Yeah, this topic is a challenge to you and me, that we have a role to play in our nation building. So youth, politicians, artisans, all individuals need to do one thing or the other to fix this problem. Nobody is happy about the Nigerian problem, and nobody is proud of all these abnormalities outside there. When they are talking about high crime rates, cyber crime, and all these bad criminals being associated to our nation, is somehow, and we feel ashamed. But I'm putting it to everyone listening to this podcast that we just need to take it simple. Let's start the change from ourselves.
Yeah.
Are we doing what will make the society a better place? Will make this nation great? Start from yourself. Analyze yourself. How are you living your life? Are you a blessing to the nation, or you are a disgrace? Or you are part of those that are spoiling the reputation of the country? Let's build our national spirit. Let us be patriotic. Don't mind what is happening. The leaders are bad, or this or that. Do your own part. If they refuse to do theirs, it's left to them. And let me tell you, one thing is sure, that everyone have reward for is or action.
Yes.
You may think you are doing it for the entire nation, but indirectly, you are doing it for yourself. You are doing it for your generations to come. You are doing it for the betterment of your of entire nation. So let us all put hands together. Let us be positive minded. Let us stop fake news. Let us stop being bitter about our country. There's nothing you can do about it. You are a Nigerian. You cannot change your identity. If you travel out of the nation, you still have a part in this nation, because the card or the traveling document will still bear this country's name. So let us be mindful of our actions, our attitude towards national cause, and what are few other things. Let us ensure all what I will just say is, let us be positive. And my prayer as a Christian faith is that Nigeria will be great in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. So that's a wrap for this episode, everyone. Thank you and stay safe.